2021, I launched my premium group coaching program. Fast forward to today, and I've successfully filled over 50 spots in it. So how did I manage to do that? In this episode, I'm going to break it down for you. Hello and welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast, the show where we dive deep into the world of online businesses while navigating hot flashes and menopausal brain fog, to name just a few symptoms of being an entrepreneur in your midlife. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I help coaches and service providers like you who want to build a blissful online business in their 40s, 50s, or 60s with a clear message, an aligned offer suite, and marketing strategies rooted in the heart. Before we dive in, I have an exciting event coming up. I'm hosting a free case study masterclass this week on April 18th, where I unveil the exact steps and strategies behind selling those 50 spots in my high ticket program without pushy sales calls or sleazy fake urgency marketing tactics. Be prepared for your mind to be blown. I'm going to share it all. What events I hosted, my application process, my prices, what I spent on ads, all the numbers. I'm an open book. I want you to see what's possible when you decide to package your skills into a premium or high ticket program and inspire you to take action. If you are just a tiny bit curious what it looks like behind the scenes of a six-figure business, you need to join us. Go to susannereicher.com/masterclass to save your spot, and I hope I see you there. That's susannereicher.com/masterclass. And there will be a replay, of course, if you can't join live, but you need to sign up first. Now, let's talk about how I sold those 50 spots in my high-ticket group coaching program. By the way, I sometimes say high-ticket, sometimes I say premium. For me, it's the same thing. It's a group coaching program that you sell for $2,500 or more. The sky's the limit. This is what I'm talking about here. Number one, it all starts with your offer. I started my business back in 2016 when I launched my first online course, Yogis Go Digital. And like many of us, I had my fair share of struggles. For the first 3 years, I would say, I was the queen of undervaluing my expertise and underpricing my services. And I still freelance in advertising half the year or so to earn a living. And I also did some one-on-one services, which is where most of us start. Things changed when I created my first premium online course that I sold for $1,000. And I had my first 30K launch. I did that again and I sold it on Evergreen. It was great, but what frustrated me was that sometimes I never heard from my students after they purchased. They just disappeared. Not a big percentage, I would say, was actually seeing results. And I actually craved working with my students in a deeper way. By then, I've been in a high ticket program myself. It was my first big investment. And I experienced firsthand how transformative that can be. And I knew I wanted to offer something like this. I wanted to work with my students in a container like this. So it wasn't only about the money, and it can't be only about the money. There are people who make seven figures selling self-study online courses for low to medium prices. You can absolutely do this, but you can't just slap a high ticket price on something and wait for the money to roll in. Running a high-ticket group coaching program with weekly calls, support, giving feedback, that takes commitment. It needs to fit with your vision, with your lifestyle. It's not right for everybody, but for me, I love it. So I launched my first high-ticket program. I repackaged my existing offers into my new program, the Blissful Biz Incubator. I now renamed it to the Mentorship, but back then when I launched it, it was called the Blissful Biz Incubator. My goal price point was $5,000 for 12 months or $500 per month. And for my first launch, I offered a discount and sold it for $4,000 or $400 a month. And that was already so hard for me. I invested $10,000, $20,000 in programs, and I knew my content was just as good. But I was stuck believing that my audience couldn't afford it. I had the same limiting beliefs when I launched my first premium online course for $1,000. But it sold, right? And so I got more comfortable asking for a higher price. The truth is, when I started my business, I wasn't ready to charge high ticket. I didn't have my mindset in place. It took getting in the room with people who did it, who shared their results and what they did for me to step up into my power. And it's an ongoing journey. I only recently increased my prices significantly. And it's not by accident. It's because I'm surrounding myself with a supportive community. I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in high-ticket masterminds. I get inspired by other entrepreneurs who are seeing big results and sell high-ticket, and that makes me believe that I can do this too. One big tip that I actually learned from Mariah Kors, my first high-ticket mentor: stay out of your customer's wallet. You are not the one to decide if they can afford your offer or not. You don't know. Don't make assumptions if they are able to afford it or not. The truth is, not everybody in your audience can afford your high-ticket program, and that's fine. That's fine. You serve them with your free content, with lower price courses, etc. But some people in your audience, they are looking for more support. They're looking for a bigger transformation, a roadmap. They're looking for more accountability. They want more of you. They want personal feedback and coaching. And they are ready to invest. What helped me get there was also creating my program and summarizing my methodology and packaging it up and talking about it in my private training slide deck and then on my sales page. And I got so excited about what I'm teaching. I was realizing, oh my God, this is amazing. You need to be excited about your offer and believe in it. I'm so behind that. I'm so excited about my offers. I truly believe they're the best offers out there. Nothing else is even coming close. So I was excited about it. And in my first launch of the Blissful Biz Incubator, I sold 3 spots. Not what I was hoping for, if I'm honest. I was hoping for more sales. But it was a start. It was a soft launch to my existing audience. I didn't run any ads, and it was just one masterclass, one private training that people needed to apply for. So I didn't get as many sales as I had hoped for, but it was validated. I had 3 amazing women to work with, and I put my program on Evergreen right away. So I have a sales page / application page with all the information about the program and a link to apply, which is a simple form with just a few questions. When someone applies, I either accept or reject their application, and they get added to an email sequence, and they get also access to the private training that I re-recorded for my Evergreen funnel when I accepted their application. When I, for whatever reason, think they're not a good fit, I have an email for them where I say, I'm sorry, I don't think this advanced training is for you right now. Here's another way how we could work together. I might have got it wrong. Get in touch. I try to say it in a friendly and warm way. I don't want to discourage them. But of course, there are people who are not the right fit either. They're really just starting out. They have no idea what they want to do, what's their niche. They've never sold anything, or they want to do something completely different, like build an e-commerce store, which is not my area of expertise. And then I'm saying to them, I don't think I'm the right person to help you, right? So it's not about judging them for where they are when I look at their applications. So when you're thinking about applying, don't worry about that. Just be honest. And I just want to make sure that I'm really the right person to help you. So I just wanted to put that out there. And, you know, then they apply, so they get my emails. I also follow up with them via DMs on social media or text messages. Normally, I send a voice message and I try to start a conversation. I have an application sales funnel. I don't have mandatory sales calls. This is what a lot of people do when it comes to selling high ticket. They tell people they have to book a call. And I hate that. I don't want to have to book a call. But I offer people who applied to book a call with me to get their questions answered. This feels so aligned and empowering to me. And I talked about this in my last podcast episode. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, you can do so after this one. Definitely listen to it. I'm really happy with my sales funnel, with my evergreen funnel. It feels aligned. I'm open. I'm transparent. I didn't start out that way. When I launched my program for the first time, I didn't have my prices on my sales page / application page, but I changed that pretty quickly. I also used timers in the beginning, deadline funnel, and I stopped using them, I think sometime in 2022. I don't even remember. And never missed them. It works just as well without that fake urgency. It can be transparent, it can be aligned, it can feel empowering. And I'm getting sales from Evergreen every single month, pretty much. Not every month, but most months. But the majority of my sales happen when I'm running content events, from single masterclasses, like the one that I'm hosting this week, to 3-day bootcamps. I always thought I needed to do a really big event, like a summit with tons of expert guests and tons of emails and tons of ads, like spending thousands of dollars on ads. But it was never the right time somehow to spend so much time and energy and work on it. So actually, all of my events are a bit smaller, intimate. And I like that. It turns out I really like that and it works really well for me. While I never had something like a 6-figure launch, over time, it worked really, really well. So for example, let's look at 2022. In January, I did a 2-day live event. I did 3 sessions in 1 day and a private training that was application only on day 2 and had 5 sales. In February, I had 4 sales. In March, I had 3 sales. In April, I had 1 sale. In May, I did a masterclass and had 3 sales. In June, I had 1 sale. In July, I had 0 sales. Hey, it happens. In August, I had 1 sale. In September, again, I did the event, a 2-day live event, 4 sessions on day 1. I'm never going to do that again. It was so exhausting. And a private training on day 2 that people get access to after they've applied. I had 1 sale. In October, I had 4 sales. So I think the event was at the end of September. So October, 4 sales. November, I did a masterclass. I had 0 sales. In December, I had 3 sales. So I think, again, that was from the masterclass. So 26 sales in total that year. And in 2023, it was similar. I did 2 bigger events over 3 days and 3 live masterclasses. My 3-day content events For me, they're working really well. So it grew from 2 days to 3 days. And I changed things up that I don't really do that everything on one day anymore. So now I'm offering 3 trainings in 3 days. So you have 1 training per day. And that allows me to go really deep in each training. I'm not doing 3 trainings in 1 day anymore. This was exhausting and not fun. But 1 30- to 60-minute class per day works really well for me. And then I promote my program and invite people to apply throughout the event. And of course, I send out a sequence of emails. I don't spend a lot on ads, just a little bit to promote my content events. I share those numbers as well in my fully booked masterclass. And you know, I looked at everything that I've done, I looked at all my numbers and how I added up over time, which was so much fun because for me, it was like I never had that really big event, you like those 6-figure launches. And it was like so slowly trickling in over time. And the results build up and build up and build up. You know what's the most important thing that got me results? The number one thing is playing the long game. I have clients who found me through an ad, attended my event, and signed up. Easy as that. And others have applied over a year ago before they enrolled, or have been following me for years and attended all my events before they apply. Playing the long game, especially with the premium or high-ticket program, is so important. Speaking about it repeatedly, building product awareness, getting known for that one thing. This is where I struggled a little bit with in 2023. I was launching new things and I didn't talk about my high ticket program as much. I was overcomplicating my business and it can be so easy. Have one signature premium offer. Talk about it in your content. Share results. Share your story. Then create a funnel with a free lead magnet and a lower price offer if you want to that leads to your signature offer. Everything leads to your signature high ticket offer. Business can be really simple. So often we overcomplicate things, like we launch new stuff all the time when this really isn't necessary. Here's what I recommend. Launch one premium offer, grow this into a 6-figure offer, and only then think about adding more things. This is what I teach inside the mentorship. The mentorship is my 12-month long high ticket group coaching program where you will elevate your brand, website, and messaging and establish yourself as a trustworthy expert in your industry. Create your signature premium group coaching program that's designed for profit and build your aligned offer suite and implement my content that sells strategies so new clients are finding you and buying 24/7. You also learn how to run content events like I do, how to run ads. It includes an exclusive curriculum to help you implement everything that you learn, unparalleled support and coaching by me, personal feedback on your work every single week, a community of other amazing women with the same goal in mind to make a bigger impact and build a blissful biz. It's an amazing program and you can learn more about it when you go to SusanneReiker.com/mentorship. And don't forget to join my masterclass this week on April 18th, fully booked. Go to SusanneReiker.com/masterclass to save your spot. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you found value in this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review. It really makes a difference, and share it with your fellow entrepreneur friends. Until next time, bye for now. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or next $5,000 online bootcamp. And you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.